This is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka. U.S. President Donald Trump held a campaign rally in the U.S. state of Texas on Thursday. The president rallied as news broke about the ceasefire announced by White House officials and Turkey in its assault on Kurdish fighters in northern Syria. White House correspondent Patsy Wiedekuswara has this report from the city of Dallas.
U.S. President Donald Trump boasted of a new claim at his Thursday rally in Dallas, Texas.
Turkey's going to be happy. The Kurds are going to be happy. ISIS is going to be unhappy.
Trump was referring to Turkey agreeing to a ceasefire in northeastern Syria, announced by Vice President Mike Pence.
In order to allow for the withdrawal of YPG forces from the safe zone, for 120 hours.
Pence made the announcement after meeting Turkish President Erdogan in Ankara, a week after Trump withdrew American troops from the Kurdish-held area in northern Syria. Roundly criticized for the decision, even by Republican allies, Trump fought back.
Sometimes you have to let them fight. It's like two kids in a lot. You got to let them fight, and then you pull them apart.
Patsy Wiedekuswara, VOA News, Dallas.
Despite a U.S. brokered ceasefire agreement, fighting continued Friday in northeast Syria. The deal has the Kurdish fighters leaving part of Syria along the Turkish border in an arrangement that strengthens Turkey's position in the conflict. Next year's Group of Seven Leaders Summit will be held at one of President Trump's properties in the U.S. state of Florida. Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney says the president is not trying to market or make a profit off his property.
I get the criticisms. So does he face it. He'd be criticized regardless of what he chose to do. But no, there's no issue here on him profiting from this in any way, shape, or form.
This is VOA News. Mulvaney is walking back his comment that President Trump froze $400 million in military aid to Ukraine to pressure it into investigating opposition Democrats and the 2016 presidential election. Here's Mulvaney and the president's reaction afterward.
We do that all the time with foreign policy.
Are you aware that he suggested that there was some sort of a quid pro quo involved?
No, I didn't. I heard somebody said he did a very nice job.
Mulvaney issued a statement late Thursday attempting to clear up his comments by accusing the media of misconstruing what he said to benefit a biased and political witch hunt against President Trump. Meanwhile, one of the people who helped launch the impeachment inquiry into President Trump was mourned Thursday after news of his death. VOA's Catherine Gibson has more on the death of Congressman Elijah Cummings.
Both Democrats and Republicans remembered him Thursday as one of the leading figures in Congress for his strong values.
Concerned about voting rights, civil rights, alleviating poverty, establishing justice, and ensuring that those entrusted with high office are held accountable and carry out their responsibilities lawfully and ethically.
Cummings began life the son of sharecroppers, becoming a civil rights activist in the 1960s before rising through hard work and political skill to become a key voice in Congress after serving for years in the state of Maryland General Assembly.
He lived the American dream, and he wanted it for everyone else.
A legacy his congressional colleagues said they would carry on in his memory. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.
European Union leaders are hoping the British Parliament will vote in favor of the latest Brexit deal when it comes before lawmakers Saturday, but opposition parties are already saying they won't. Prime Minister Boris Johnson and the EU reached the agreement early Thursday, 2 weeks before Johnson vowed to pull out of the EU with a deal or no deal. Reuters reports a bomb exploded in a mosque in eastern Afghanistan during Friday prayers, according to officials, killing and wounding at least 10 men who had gathered there for worship. A U.S. fleet has begun the sea phase of a joint maritime training exercise near the contested waters of the Spratly Islands, along with naval assets from the Philippines and Japan. The U.S. Coast Guard cutter Stratton sailed out the harbor of Puerto Princesa, Palawan, on Thursday, along with four U.S. Navy ships. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.